We're in the middle of a very, very important Indian. It's not going to be, hopefully we'll finish the basic Indian today. I realized that, so I thought that next week we would talk about Inyani Chanukah, but one of the Chevra pointed out, and he's right, that it's better to complete the Indian we're doing that's going to be already in the middle of Chanukah. So it's better that we'll finish next week with the Indian of Kahanim. Kahanim and the Beis HaKvaris, the whole subject of Kahanim and the Beis HaKvaris, which is a very, very big issue, even for those who are not Kahanim, to understand the sugya properly. But the Indian that we're learning is Bechlal, the whole sugya of Tefillah in the Beis HaKvaris, davening in the cemetery. Whether Bechlal it's allowed, how we're supposed to daven when we're in the cemetery. We're going to hopefully get at the end today to the whole Indian of Loig LaRosh. There are places where they have set up yeshivas in cemeteries. The yeshivas, the Bati Midrashim in cemeteries, and regular places of davening, shuls, that they have in cemeteries. So there's an issue of Loig LaRosh. We're not even allowed to, yitzitzas come out in the cemetery, right? You have to make sure yitzitzas are tucked in the cemetery because it's not right. The Mesam are there, they can't be Mekadim Mitzvahs. And then we go ahead and we make a Beis HaMedrash. And it's odd. So we need to understand, like the Rosh, aren't we mocking the Mesim, that they're not able to learn, that they're not able to daven, and we make shuls, and we make yeshivas, sometimes there's more doing at the cemetery than in the shul. I mean, it's a Lebedeke Beis HaKvaris. So we need to understand these things. Now, what we were up to, we were learning that according to Chazal, and the Psak Din in Yerudei and Shulchan Aruch, it's very, very clear that regarding davening in the cemetery, that the general consensus is that there's no Isser of Dorish Al HaMesim. There's no Isser of being Dorish Al HaMesim, of speaking out those who have died. That does not seem to be the issue. Those who were here recall, the reason that that's not the issue is because the simple definition in the Gemara and the Rambam for Dorish Al HaMesim involves all types of sorcery and use of the occult and witchcraft and so on, which is not what's happening when Jews go to Daven. So that is pretty much ruled out, to even consider it as a possibility of a Daraisa of Dorish Al HaMesim, or even a Drabbana of Dorish Al HaMesim without making use of any black magic or anything, doesn't fit into the definition of the Gemara. That's not Dorish Al HaMesim. Nevertheless, what we began with at the end last time was the Maram Shik. This whole Beis HaMedrash, the Maram Shik, and the Chassam Sofer, his Rebbe, is concerned more not with the classic Isser of Dorish Al HaMesim. It's not Dorish Al HaMesim. But there's another problem. We know, and again I'm just chazing for a minute, we know that there were Rishonim and Achronim who took issue with our piyut that we say, Machnisi Rachmim, Hachnisi Rachmim Elfnei, Hachnisu Did Moseinu, and so on, that the angels should bring our tears and our tefillahs to Hashem. In other words, we're speaking to Malachim. The morale, Eish Lahava, did not allow such a thing. The Chassam Sofer himself didn't say it, but allowed it to be said in the Beis HaMedrash. And Ruba de Ruba of Klal Yisrael says, most of Klal Yisrael says, the Piyut Machnisi Rachmim. And the truth is that the Piyut Machnisi Rachmim is a kleinikai compared to the manaloshen that's commonly used in cemeteries that our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents used when they went to the cemeteries, where there's direct discussions, conversations, and so on with the Mason that are taking place with manaloshen. So the question that Maram Shik raises, based upon the opposition to Machnisi Rachmim, the problem is that there could be chalila, very serious violation of Lo Yilecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai, which Chazal interpret to mean not only that you're not allowed to believe in another God, but you're not allowed to use any intermediary in speaking to God and reaching God. You're not allowed to use anybody to bring you there. Lo Yilecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. And that Isser Lasseis Emtsoi, and Emtsoi means an intermediary. That is what the Maram Shik was addressing. We began with this last time. And let's just continue where we left off. We'll go back a few sentences just to get back into the Indian. But that is the real question. Are you allowed to use a mace as an intermediary? In other words, can we speak to the mace, to the tzaddikim or parents, whoever is in the cemetery? Can we speak to them and ask them to take our tefillas to the Kisei HaKavod, believing that somehow, by them doing this, we sort of have protection, and we get our tefillas up in a stronger and faster and more effective way? Is there such a musag in Yiddishkeit? So this is what the Maram Shik is addressing. Let's just go back a few sentences to review. The first paragraph, it's divided into like three. So the end of the first one, it's like six lines up from the end of the first paragraph. In boim hachayim, memkein mahaytami, in boim hachayim be'ez sar al kever hameisim. So the first, there are three parts, it's around five, six lines up from where it says in big letters, vahu. Six lines up from vahu. So it says, in boim hachayim be'ez sar al kever hameisim, just to review a little bit. If those who are alive come at a time of tzara, a time of difficulty, to the kever ha-meisim, lo mesha'ein lehem yeshua, im lo yirachimu alehem, min ha-shamayim. Jews come crying in the cemetery that they're not going to have a yeshua, they don't know what's going to be, and they need to have rachimim, ad shi'im lo yirachimu alehem min ha-shamayim, we're begging help from shamayim. Bevadai ha-meisim etzdarim tvei. So Ram Shik brought sources earlier, and there are many, many sources for this, that certainly the Mesim, when they see that their children, when they see the Jews are in a state of tsar, they have an esara, then the Mesim are mitzdar mitvei. The Mesim have aggravation over that. They have anguish over that. Vim kein osi shapre, dim schusam hu kedai shenim uim lo einishi yitztaru, dim merachim Hashem b'schusam. The Maram Shik is basing himself upon what we find in the Rishonim, mostly it's in the writings of Rabbi Yosef Elbo in the Sefer Yikarim, and Rabbi Yitzhak Aram in the Akedah Yitzhak. We're dealing with the whole issue of what point is there that of one person davening for another person. If that person is worthy of being cured, so then he'll be cured. If he's unworthy with his own tefillas, then what's it going to help if I'm davening for him? The whole Indian of davening for another person to have a refuah Yeshua, why is it that my davening for him should in any way help? So what these Rishonim explain, and this is what we left off last time, what these Rishonim explain is that when the person who is the friend or the relative or the tzaddik has agmas nefesh, is suffering over your suffering, over the other Jew's suffering, then in Shemayim, the Rishonim explain, and is very, very well based in the Zohar and other places, the Rishonim explain that min HaShemayim, since the tzaddik or the relative is not worthy of such agmas nefesh, is not worthy of punishment, then in order to relieve the tzaddik or the parent or the friend who loves you, in order to relieve that individual of their suffering over your pain, the victim of the suffering can have a yeshua. There can be some postponement. Something can be done in order, in the meantime, it could be that until that relative has passed away, or until the parent is no longer in the world. Since the parent is somebody who is worthy, let's say the parent has been through Chalila, his own terrible tzaras, and is a Jew that is very, very worthy, so then the child is not as worthy, because of Chazde Hashem, the Rachme Hashem on the worthy one, there can be a postponement, there can be a delay, and even in certain situations, which we'll talk about, there could be even a cancellation, an annulment of a decree, because of the schus of the one who has agmas nefesh over your suffering. So what the Maram Shik is saying is that when we go to the cemetery, especially by Kivrei Tzaddikim, but this is also very effective by the kvaros of parents as well. We'll see that when we talk about the kuntres heishtadchus of the Rebbe, of the Rebbe Rashab, of the Mittler Rebbe from Lubavitch, that especially with parents and tzaddikim, that im schusam hu kedai she'enim ruyim la'ayna she'itztaru, the schus of those who care for this person. The schusim are great, and therefore Hashem has rachmanis on them more than on the person who's sick, more than on the community that might be going through the eis sarim. So the community runs to the cemetery, and they daven by the kivrei tzaddikim, where the tzaddik was buried in that cemetery. And that tzaddik, as we're going to learn about in the Kutras Deshtachos, that the tzaddik has agnes nefesh. The tzaddik has agnes nefesh over the fact that Jews of his community are experiencing an eis tzara. And that tzaddik should not be suffering this agnes nefesh. So Hashem can be merachim b'schusam, the Ramshik says. While derech zeh shapeh muvan tfilas acherim ba'ad adam. And with this we can understand one Jew davening for another Jew. Or a tzibur of Jews, certainly. But even individual Jews davening for somebody else. Shapulhu gamken al derech zeh shayideh ha-tzadik ha-metzta'ir b'tzaras acherim. The tzadik who has a tzar over the tzaras acherim. And we know from Chazal in many places that until we come to the base of Kfaris, the tzaddikim who are no longer in this world do not fully grasp the magnitude of the tzara. They don't fully grasp it. We're going to learn that there is a certain aspect of the tzaddik's soul that remains connected to the grave, and it's only that part that can communicate, that can convey the tzar to the higher levels of his neshama, ultimately that can be taken to the Kisei HaKavod. So with the neshamas of the tzaddikim in Gan Eden are not fully aware of the magnitude of the tzaras that we're experiencing here in this world. They're delighting in Gan Eden, as we know there are stories about that, that they're delighting in Gan Eden. But when we go to the kever of the tzaddik, where the nefesh of the tzaddik, where there's a level of the soul that remains attached to the grave, when we go to the grave of the tzaddik, the tzaddik's presence on a spiritual level is intact, on a certain spiritual level. When we go there, the tzaddik experiences terrible tzar when we come and cry. Then Hashem has rachmonis on that tzaddik, or on the parent, or whoever's buried there. Let's get hold of questions a little bit, because we need to learn. Let's try to finish what the Ramshik says, and we'll come back to it. One of the things that brings about an outpouring of rachmim and chesed from Hashem, that if the punishment is going to affect others who are not worthy of that punishment. It means if we're fortunate enough to be married and to be married to righteous women, so a lot of times the Kadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanis on the guys because he's married to a nice woman, and why should she suffer? Or the children are elcha kinder, why should the children suffer? Or else it could be a lot of us would have been in the basic Christ line a long time ago. I don't mean visiting, I mean residence. So Hashem is rachmanis. Why should the wife and the children go through aggravation? They're not ru'uyim la'aynish. They're not worthy of punishment. So even al pidin, this person is supposed to get punished for what he did, but there are others who are suffering who are not worthy of punishment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this midah that the Svarim teaches about, and the Zohar especially teaches about, of that he will go lifting Mishur Sadin. And it's very nogeh to the parasha that we're in now, this sugya of Yehuda and his brothers, of Yosef and his brothers, that what? That it says, Al-Bakoshes Yehuda me'eis Yosef avur bin Yamin. So we when we read the Chumash, we see that Yehuda's appeal to Yosef who's disguised, the appeal is, it's nafsho k'shur b'nafsho, you're going to take this, the younger one away, his father is a big tzaddik. Because don't do it to his father. He didn't speak it about Binyamin at all. We don't find that Yehuda says to Yosef, this Binyamin, don't do it to Binyamin, even though Binyamin is a big tzaddik. He doesn't say don't do it to Binyamin. He says the father. You'll bring him to the grave, the father. The father, the, you know, the father is our father. Nafsha k'shur b'nafshay. The soul of the father and the son and Binyamin are bound together. If you're going to do something to the child, to Binyamin, you're doing it to the father. And the Akedah explains the whole tefillah, albeit it didn't work in the end. But the whole tefillah of Avram Avinu was to try to come up with some tzaddikim in Sdom. So So the Mefarshim are all asking, so let's say he finds a couple of tzaddikim. Let's say there were some tzaddikim in Sodom. So there would be an evacuation of the tzaddikim, finished. Just like Avraham Avinu himself left. So the other tzaddikim, let's say there would have been other tzaddikim who would have been worthy in Sodom, so then they would have been evacuated. But so the Mefarshim are all discussing this. What's he asking for? That maybe in the schus of tzaddikim, maybe there are 50, 40, 10, maybe there are tzaddikim here in Sodom, and the city, the entire city should be spared. So the Akeda explains that Avraham Avinu's strategy was a very, very good strategy. Why it didn't work is not for now, but it was a very good strategy. Well, it didn't work with no tzaddikim there. But the strategy was that if there are tzaddikim, then the tzaddikim are going to have terrible agnes nefesh to see their neighbors and their family, their friends and neighbors be killed. So that's how the Akeda explains. That's how the Akeda explains Avraham Avinu's chutzpah in saying to Hashem, how could you do such a thing? Laham is tzaddik in Russia. It's not just because of the midas, the midas harachmim. It's the tzaddikim are going, they're not worthy of this punishment. So chalilu chalaham is tzaddik in Russia. Because Baruch Hu tells him, you go find a tzaddik over there. And I'm not arguing with you, go find a tzaddik. Dainu de tzaro. And no question that it also had to do with the tzar of Avraham Avinu himself. And maybe that's what Chazal was telling us, that if you're davening for another person, and the truth is that you yourself need a Yeshua. So Chazal say, the Gemara says that the person who's thinking about others and is davening for the other, and he has that, he has a similar tzar, and he needs a Yeshua also, that Hashem will answer him even first. Biru davki im ha-tfilu al derech zeh. The Rishonim explained, Imam Shik says, the Rishonim explained, is davki if the tfilah is al derech zeh, in this way. Shud sarach lo yisei dover. Oz hunen etchila. Sarach lo yisei dover means that it affects him as well. The person who's davening is affected by it. It doesn't mean that you have, God forbid, the same sickness, but it means that you're having terrible tzar and agnes nefesh. Hutzarach lo yisei dover means, the Rishonim explained, that person being deathly ill is making you deathly ill. That's how it affects you. It's making you sick. It's making you miserable. U'b'schusa ol saruha gam l'acheim. And if you have schusim, then you could help the other person as well, because you're not worthy of this punishment. Meaning you don't deserve this punishment. I'm sorry. that the Torah only... I think it's the first time that ever happened. That should be the last time. Huh? I don't usually. I'm sorry. Let me make it... So the Maram Shik says that the Torah, he says that when the Torah lay also le milita elokus l'shum nivra, that the Torah only asks attributing elokus to something that's a nivra that was created, elokus to a nivra. Afilu l'malach. If the daven to a malach, ki'ilu the malach can do something. To daven to a person, ki'ilu to a tzaddik, or living or dead, ki'ilu the tzaddik is the one who can make that happen for you. That's forbidden. That's lo yilacha elohim acher mal panai. That's replacing God with a human being or with a malach. You can't do that. It's a serious issue. L'kach osu l'espada leim she'yamlitzu tov avareinu. This is important. So the Maram Shik says, it's also l'espala aleim. He's explaining the sheet of the Ma'aril and of Rabbi Chaim Paltiel that was brought down in the Bach that we spoke about back then. Therefore, you cannot daven and ask the tzaddik that the tzaddik should be mamlitz toiv b'avareinu. According to that sheet, you can't speak to the tzaddikim who are buried in the cemetery and ask that the tzaddik should somehow affect a cure, should bring about by pulling strings and bring about somehow a cure for you. That by doing this, those Rishonim hold, you are attributing some koach and some power and some Sroris means some koach, you're giving to the tzaddikim. Lo kein hamispalo al kirros hatzaddikim. He's explaining the shita of those who are machmir, which is not the case if you go to daven by the kivrei tzaddikim. You're not asking the tzaddik to bring this about. You're davening by the kivrei tzaddikim to say, Rebbe, this is what I'm going through. I'm going through a terrible, terrible tzara. My family is going through a terrible tzara. Our community is going through a terrible tzara. And by pouring your heart out and by informing the tzaddik through your tefillas that this is what we're going through, then by means of that, these rishonim hold that tzaddik is awakened with terrible agnes nefesh, and that could bring about rachmi Hashem. She is palu, lo kein hamispalo al kivros hatzaddikim, she is palu badeinu. And he says, even when we go to the tzaddikim and we go to the kivrei tzaddikim, she's followed by them. Ain't no slam sroros bezer. When we go and we ask the tzaddikim to put in a good word, we're not davening to the tzaddik. We're not saying that the tzaddik has the koach, the power, or the authority to change the situation. We're basically going and pouring out our hearts to tell them our tzar. She yitzaru imo, that they should suffer together with us. And through the tzar of the tzaddikim, yet shu'aloi b'shebeschusim yirachem Hashem. That in the schus of the tzaddik, yirachem Hashem. V'alkein ein lanu mokim lezer tefila zu. Therefore, there's no reason to be strict with such a tefila. U'b'sefer chasidim, u'b'shah simanim hiflig b'maylas aholach al kivei avos. The Sefer Chasidim speaks a lot about the maila of going to daven by the graves of our parents and grandparents and so on. And Marsha Machpel also. Ubatanis Omru Shaholchim ala Kivrais Kadeshivak Shirachim Alein. That we go to the Kivrei Tzaddikim, that they should ask for Rachman. But now we understand that asking for Rachman doesn't mean necessarily that the tzaddik is going to daven on our behalf, but by our pouring our hearts there out there and expressing our tzar, then the mitzias of the tzaddik is a tefila to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the tzaddik is crying over our tzar, and the tzaddik on his own is begging Hashem to help us with our tzar. There are many stories of tzaddikim that went to daven, of people that went to daven by their parents, and they had yeshuas. There's no issue with such a tefila. I feel when he bakasha shemlitzu tov ba'adeinu. The Maramshik himself holds that even if we ask the tzaddik, even if we speak to the tzaddik, and we ask the tzaddik to be meilitz tov ba'adeinu. In other words, the stricter view of the Maharil and of Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel says we should never speak to the tzaddikim in the cemetery. You don't speak to them. You don't ask the tzaddik to be meilitz tov, to say something to God. But even those the Ramshik hold that we go to the cemetery and we cry at the cemetery without sorrows, and then we let the tzaddikim, whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmanis on the tzaddikim, that they shouldn't suffer because of us. The more lenient view, which the Ramshik seems to be holding by, and we'll see in a minute from the Minchas Elazar, the more lenient view says that you're actually allowed to speak to the tzaddikim and to ask them that they should be Meili Tziyosha Ba'adena, that they should be Meili Tziyosha, which almost by every Levaya, Lo Aleinu, you'll see that you'll say to, you could please be a Meili Tziyosha for the family, right? Please put in a good word for the family. Why isn't that a problem being Dorish L'Maisim? Since when are you allowed to ask some intermediary to go and be Meili Tziyosha? The whole term, Meili Tziyosha. What do you mean you're asking the Mace to be Meili Tziyosha? So the Maram Shik and others hold that you're allowed to address the mace and to ask the mace to be meilitz toiv ba'adeinu. The underlying effectiveness of that, the Ramshik explains, really comes from these what we just learned, that the tzaddik shouldn't suffer because of us. And that's how he's meilitz yosha. Umikol makom deos haposkim pligu b'zeh. The Ramshik says, but there's a disagreement regarding this. Das maharach, that's Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, who we learned last time, that's brought down in the Bach. Umariel ulavush v'siyat m'svirlon dikrat tefil tzarech lios neged Hashem. So there is a Beis HaMedrash. There is a Beis HaMedrash that holds, of Rishonim, who holds that you don't talk to the Mesim at all. You don't ask a Mesim to be a Melech Yosha, not a father, not a tzaddik. You don't talk to the Mesim. You just go and you dive into Hashem in the cemetery. It's a place of Kedusha, it's a place of holiness. You go to Davin over there, and we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanis on the Mesim, and in this Chus will have a Yeshua. But you don't talk to the Mesim. Now we're going to see I don't like to have time to read inside. The Minchas also explains that that even these Rishonim who do not allow us to speak to the mace, the main concern was that the uneducated will get lost in this whole Indian. The uneducated, the Amaratzim, children, people who are not learning, will begin to think that Mason have some sort of supernatural powers. So the Michal Salah Zatayin is, we'll see a little bit about it, but the Michal Salah Zatayin is that really the Maharil and Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, they're not disagreeing with the Inyan of speaking to a mace and asking the mace to be Melitz Yoshe. And Be'emes, the Zohar is filled with this. And the Sefer Chassidim is filled with this. Of speaking to the mace directly and asking the mace to be Melitz Yoshe. But the Michal Salah Zatayin is, and there are others who also agree with the Michal Salah Zatayin, that the Maharil and Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel were worried that this could cause terrible, terrible problems of Emuna, and could lead to kfira amongst simple people, that they begin to think that you could daven to a dead person. Unfortunately, there are Jews now at times who do that, that they think that they're davening to the dead person, and that the dead person is able to do something for them. So that's a problem. Maybe it's not Darish al Meisim, they're not using any sorcery or whatever stuff, but it's a problem of Lo Yilucha El Himachem, which is a serious problem. So, but this Beis HaMedrash says, don't talk to Meisim. You don't talk to the dead. Don't address them. But a b'schar amunazuba, a shar hanitzchis, that through our as the schar that we have in the belief of the neshamas of the tzaddikim, well, the schar va'oinish yikabel Hashem es tefilosa. We believe in reward and punishment. In other words, we believe that we go to the cemetery, and by being in the cemetery, we remember that we're mortal beings and we're going to die one day, and it's ma'ir us to do tshuva. So, in the schus of our hisaris of tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help us with whatever we're going through. Aval das Sefer Chassidim, however, as far as the Sefer Chassidim is concerned, or the Sefer Azar, val piem nisyaseit nuschas atfilah shel man haLashon, and based upon the Zohar and the Sefer Chassidim, the nusach of man haLashon was established. Where we speak directly, where you come to the cemetery, and in the Man HaLashon it says, you go to the cemetery, it says, Avi Moiri, my father, my teacher. Moiri the Rabbi. If you go to the cemeteries in certain places, they have printed in Eretz Yisrael, Nusach, they have Man HaLashon, pieces of Man HaLashon on the walls. And they have all over on the tables, Man HaLashon. And when you speak directly, they had translated to Yiddish, and you speak directly to the mace. These nuschos of speaking to the mason are based upon Sefer Chassidim and the Zohar Kodesh, mostly in Parshas Achrei Mais and Emor, pieces from the Zohar Kodesh. If we would have time, I would focus that we would do the pieces inside the Zohar Kodesh, but they'll be familiar. They would sound familiar to you. Those who say Man HaLashon, you would hear the nusach of the Zohar Kodesh brought in into the Man HaLashon. They believe that they hold, the Sefer Chassidim and the Zohar Kodesh holds, that you could daven directly to the mace, you could call the mace by his name, and you could speak to the mace, Mayri Virabi, or to speak to the Bultzi in the Kutras Eshtachus, to speak directly to the mace, and ask the mace to be Melis Toiv Aleinu Bavareinu. That's the Maran Shik. Now, you know, hold the Minchas Olazer for a minute, because he goes into a little bit of a pilpul into the Minchas Olazer, and the Minchas Olazer basically comes to this conclusion, so you have that on the page. Let me just talk outside for a few minutes. I want to make sure to finish this Inyan. So this is really what we just said from the Maram Shik, is the Minchas Olazer's Mahalach as well. It's just that he's stronger in expressing this, and as we see that he also says sof kol sof, we do say the piyut. Almost every Jew in the world says machnis erachimim, and he makes the chiluk that, and that's when it comes to a malach. And he makes a chiluk with a malach. There's much more of a likelihood to think that an angel has some sort of supernatural powers, and yet most of the tzaddikim throughout history have accepted that we say machnis erachimim to a malach. Allah has come of a comet to say to a tzaddik, where the Minchas Olazer is not worried, even when it comes to the women, to the children, and to simple Jews, that they're going to make such a mistake. That they're not going to make such a mistake. That the Inyan of davening to a Malach is much more dangerous, and yet it's universally, almost universally accepted to daven in such a way to say to the Malachim, Hachnisu Dimoseinu, Malach Rachamim. So Allah has come over Kama. The Minchas Loza says that when it comes to the tzaddik, that certainly it should be okay. The Prima Godim, we'll get back, if you have some time, we'll get back to that Minchas Loza. The Prima Godim in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. The Prima Godim brings already in his time that we say the tefillas of the Manaloshim that are printed in the Manaloshim, and it's mashma over there. The Prima Godim says that it's mashma that we are able to ask the Mesim to be Melitz Taiv. We also have the Siddur Marva Yabek that's very famous. That's also the vidu that we say when the person is dying, and the tefillas that are printed to say in the cemetery. So these also speak in such a way of Shalom Alecha Avi Mori. Shalom Aleichem. You come to the cemetery, you say Shalom Aleichem to the tzaddikim when you come to the cemetery. I found in the Shem Gedolim, the Chidor writes in the Shem Gedolim a fascinating thing. He says that when he was a child, when he was young, he went with the Orach Chaim HaKadosh to the kever of the Pri Chodesh. The Chidor was when he was young. He went with the Orach Chaim HaKadosh to the kever of the Pri Chodesh. And he saw that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh was speaking directly to the Pri Chodesh, and that he was asking the Pri Chodesh for mechila, because many times in his sefer, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, in his form, argues with the Pri Chodesh, and apparently the Orach Chaim HaKadosh was going through some tzara, and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh went with the Chidah, and the Chidah heard the Orach Chaim HaKadosh speaking to the Pri Chodesh and asking him for mechila, and he told the Pri Chodesh to believe him that everything that he said was completely l'shem shemaim, and it wasn't anything that was, God forbid, to make machlokes, but it was l'shem shemaim, to ask for mechila. And therefore we see that there's an inyan is going to Kvaros to ask for mechila. And we speak directly to the Mason. If there was somebody who we wronged when that person was alive, it's brought down in the poskim to go to the grave and to ask for mechila. Even to bring a minion, if necessary, but we go to ask for mechila from the person who passed away. The Sefer Chassidim writes, Hano yesh lemeisim, I'm just quoting to you from Sefer Chassidim Tof Nun, Hano yesh lemeisim, that the Mason have pleasure. Hano yesh lemeisim, that those who love them come to visit them in the cemetery. The Sefer Chassidim says, we're talking about from the time of the Baalei Tosfos. Sefer Chassidim says that the Mesim have pleasure when those who love them come to the Beis HaKvaros, to the cemetery. Mevakshon al Nishmasan means that they come not to ask for the neshamas of the dead, but when they ask, when they come and they speak to the, they come to the Kvaros and they speak about what they're going through, what the living are going through. Mevakshon al Nishmasan Toiva. Umitivin Lahem. I'm reading to you with the Sefer Chassidim. Umitivin Lahem. And they help them. The Mesim help the living. They have hana. They have pleasure when we come to the cemetery, and they do what they can, what they're able to do, to bring about a toiva for those who are alive. Boisar Olam, which means in Gan Eden. V'gam k'shemevak shemehem, he mispalim alachayim. K'shemevak shemehem, when we ask them, we don't, God forbid, ask them to do something. We ask them to speak to Hashem, to bring our tefillas to Hashem, to be Melitz Yosha. But k'shemevak shemehem, he mispalim alachayim. Then the Mesim go to work. They love when we come to the cemetery to see them and say a kapitel tillim by the grave, and they go to work, and I'm mispalim alachayim, and they daven in the higher world for those who are alive. The kolev ben yifunin nishtateach al kivei avos. And it goes back to the first source that we learned, the Gemara in Saita, that Kolev ben Yefuna went running to Maris HaMachpelah, and he went to daven by the Kivei Avos and Maris HaMachpelah, that he shouldn't, Chalila, fall into the chait of the Meraglim. Now, we have a kuntrus, an absolutely astonishing kuntrus from the Mittler Rebbe from Lubavitch. It's called Kuntrus HaYishtadchus. It's been printed, it's been translated into English, and I'm sure you can get it from the Kahas, from the Chabad Chavru. I'm sure you could order it on the computer from Kahas. It's been translated, and has also all the Manilosh, and has everything in it that you say in the cemetery, plus it has the Kuntres and Stachlis from Mittler Rebbe. The Mittler Rebbe, now we could really only talk about four out of the five madregas, because the fifth is a lot of Kabbalah, and it's not our Asik right here. If you want to look at it, you look at it, but it's more Adar HaKabbalah. The Mittler Rabbi there in Kuntres HaHishtadchus tells us that there are five madregas of tefillah in the cemetery. Five ways of davening, five madregas of tefillah in the cemetery. It's probably not happening. There are five madregas. So some of this is a little bit of a review, but he says, boom, 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 these are the five madregas. The final madrega of Hishtadchus is, the, of course, the most powerful, most effective. I'll just mention it. So we'll go in the order. Aleph. The Mittler Rebbe says the first madrega is found in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tisha B'Av. That the custom was, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, to go to the kvaris, because by being in the cemetery, it generates a feeling of avelus, a mood of mourning. It puts us more in the frame of mind of avelus. Tisha B'Av is a day of avelus. And through that avelus, like it says in Pasuk, in Koheles, V'achai yitein elibo, that those who are living will take this to heart. Will take to heart, and the living will be zayche to do tshuva. Like the Gemara says, the Yetzirah is very strong, we try everything, but the most effective thing is Yazkir lo Yom HaMisa. The most powerful way to quiet down the Yetzirah is to remember the day of death. So what's brought down in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the day, the national day of Avelus, is to go to the cemetery, and by being in the cemetery, Achayi Ten Alibo, that we are the ones who brought to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we are the ones who are responsible if in fact Mashiach hasn't come yet. Achayi Ten Alibo, and by being in the cemetery, we become part of that mood of Avelus, we'll take it to heart, and hopefully we'll do tshuva, and bring about Mashiach and the Gula. That's Aleph. Ken, I'm sorry, you wanted to before... Is that right?
Cause I was just—what's bothering me is the tsar of the person of the mace. So maybe I misunderstood, but they have feelings.
Yeah.
So the nefesh is.
Yeah. The nefesh that's connected to the grave. Yeah. That, we'll talk a little bit about it. A little bit. Okay. I'm afraid to go into too much because it's Kabbalah's. I don't know how much. It was. It's hard to do Biram, such a thing.
Is that fair to the
tzaddikim?
We're sharing our burden so that they have
Akhenshevish? That's why they're tzaddikim. It wouldn't be fair to me or you. I just want to relax. The tzaddikim, they're in this to help Jews. They did that when they were alive. They want to do that when they're dead. Is it right? Yeah, no, it's a good question, but you're right. I mean, like, why... What are we staring at? It's Yenuch al Mishkevais on there. You have Menuch your whole life. They were hacking you. and now you have a little Menuch and they're coming to hack you. It's the meaning of the Tzaddik. That's part of what it means. Mechayel Echayel. They go from one Madrega to another Madrega. Apparently, again, I'm going into the Kabbalah thing, that the Tzaddik's Hishtatfus and that also is a Tellus for the Neshama of the Tzaddik somehow. It is a Tellus, but that's not why the Tzaddik is Isaac in these things. Just like when he was alive, he gave himself for other people.
What does it mean? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the explanation before, there wasn't really much of a differential between someone who's alive or someone who's dead in terms of you're putting your tzar on
right.
them, and then they
right.
have...
True. There's not that much of a distinction. That's right. The only difference is, we'll see in a few minutes, that when the tzaddik is no longer encumbered by the guf, then it's more powerful. It's more powerful.
Is there a difference between a parent and a tzaddik?
We'll talk about the parents. The tzaddik is the biggest thing.
Right.
Tzaddik is the biggest thing. Kivrei tzaddikim is the most powerful thing.
What does it mean that tzaddik goes over Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim?
That's okay, that's a separate discussion. By the way, I forgot that it's a separate discussion with Tzaddik Goyzer, because we're not talking here about Megzeris. Now, how could a Tzaddik be Goyzer? We're not davening to the Tzaddik. We spoke about that in the past, but that's not for right now. I forgot to mention that David Adelson, like the earlier Shurim with the other Chevrolos, but here David Adelson is sponsoring the Shiel Inlinishmas, his father, Rav Shlomi Yehuda Aryeh ben Rabbi Yom David, who himself was a Tzaddik Yivir. So I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that at the beginning. In the Shomash Avon Aliyah. Didn't you, Tzaddik Goyzer? Let's keep that out of this discussion. It's a whole other direction. But I understand what's bothering him, but it's a whole other direction. Beis, the second Madrega, is in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Pei Beis. The Ramah brings down, the Migas also, on Rosh Hashanah, to go to the cemetery, and Laharbis Shom B'Tachanunim, to say a lot of tefillas in the cemetery on Rosh Hashanah. And there the reason is, we saw the place, Kimokam Nucha Tzadikim, is a Mokam Kodesh V'Tar. Because the place where the Tzadikim are buried is a Mokam Kodesh V'Tar, it's a holy place. And in the place of holiness, HaTfilin is Kabelis B'Yoseh. Just like in a shul. In a place that's holy, that's Kodesh, so since the Tzadikim are buried in that place, and here it's particularly by Tzadikim, not just by none of our ancestors, but by Tzadikim. So the place is a place of Kedusha, and the Tfilas Miskabelas Sham Miyose. And this Madreg is to go into Davin and Rosh Hashanah, we see this in the Ramah, in the Schus of the Tzadikim who are buried in this place. And by being in that place, in the cemetery of Rosh Hashanah, again, the hope is that you'll have his service of Tshuva, it's Rosh Hashanah, and that will help you to do Tshuva. The third Madrega, here he speaks specifically, the Mittler Rabbi speaks specifically about going to the graves of the parents. And he says, Mashaholchem al-Mokim menuchas ha'av o ha'aim, to go where the father or the mother are buried. He says, because there's no other place, he said, Kizeh nogeya ad nekudas libay. There's no other place in the world where your heart is as wrenched open as powerfully as by going to the parents, where the parents are buried. So in that respect, it could end up being more powerful, because you might end up doing more tshuva. Because when you're by the parents' grave, you fall apart, you open up. So the Mittler Rebbe says, once your heart is already open, because you're crying over your parents and you miss your parents and you're embarrassed and so on, so there's a stronger likelihood. He brings this in that respect as a higher madrega of your personal tshuva, that because your heart is so open and you're in that place, you're being so honest and real, so there's a stronger likelihood that yuchogam livkois al chatov, that you already will start crying about your averus and the things that you've done wrong and how you've disappointed them and so on and so forth, and you haven't lived up to their expectations. Veloshuv l'Hashem. So in that respect, there's a maila to going to the parents' grave, even over the tzaddik's grave, because of how it could affect you. Because the effectiveness would be that your tshuva, you might be open more to doing tshuva by seeing the parents. Fourth madrega. The Mittler Rebbe makes a distinction between going to the Kivrei Tzaddikim that you knew when they were alive and the Tzaddikim who you never met. That if you're able to go to the grave of a Tzaddik who you knew personally, who was zeichet to see when he was in this world. Huh?
Same idea.
Well, very also, right, same idea. Because the Mittler Rebbe explains that since you had a relationship with that tzaddik, you went to that tzaddik, you were misbattled to that tzaddik. While he was alive, you were honest with him, you gave yourself over, you would speak to him. So the Mittler Rebbe says, so too now. When you go to the kever of that tzaddik, you're misbattled, you're embarrassed, you're humiliated, you say, Rebbe, yeah, I know you're disappointed in me, v'chulu v'chulu, I don't have to fill in, everybody knows how to fill these things in. And because of your great emunah in that tzaddik, because you knew that tzaddik, and you saw that tzaddik, and you knew how much that tzaddik loved you, and you knew what that tzaddik was about, because you saw something of that tzaddik while he was alive. And the Mittler Rebbe says, Hasharas nafsho nisharas al haguf bekever, that there remains a level of nefesh of that tzaddik who you knew, a level of his nefesh remains attached forever to the grave, until everybody's taken back to Eretz Yisrael. There remains by that kever a madrega of the nefesh of the tzaddik. When we go to that place, the nefesh of the tzaddik is attached to the grave. And what the student or the disciple, the chassid, whoever comes to the rabbi, and when he's there, he says he's mitzayeh b'moicher d'mus panav hakadoshes. He's able to remember the holy face of his rabbi. And in his mind, he should see his Rebbe's face when he goes to the kever. He should imagine in his head, he should remember the Rebbe's face. And in a certain way, in that place of the cemetery, being at the grave and imagining your Rebbe's face, you could have a feeling of pachad, a fear can overcome you even more than when the tzaddik was alive. Ki oz hayi begeder guf gashmi. Because then the tzaddik was still in a body. So he had this little hope that maybe he doesn't know everything that I did. You know, maybe he's not, maybe he doesn't know everything. Like the Maaseh I told from, I always tell from a Pinchas Karutzur, the Yid, that he was having a suffix in the moon. How is it possible that God knows everything that a human being is thinking about? And he went and he was asking the Rav of his shtetl, and the Rav said, I don't know these things. But not far from his Karutzur, go to ask for a Pinchas Karutzur. And he came to a Pinchas Karutzur's block, and a Pinchas Karutzur was sitting on his porch with a Gemara. And a Pinchas Karutzur looked up at him and he said, Rav Yid, if I know what you're thinking about, don't you think the Baruch knows what you're thinking about? that's a big deal. So a person thinks when the tzaddik was still alive that he's beged the guf, he's still in the body, maybe, you know, he doesn't know everything that I'm going through. But now when you go to the cemetery and you're there by the Rebbe and he's no longer in the guf and you have his face in your mind, he says that could bring him to the busha gedoyla, a murdika embarrassment, a busha gedoyla of what became of me. Look what's happened to me. A big busha. And again, this could be ma'ir rachmim rabim al hanitzay tzehelakisha benavsham. To the point that this Jew is so tzebrochen that he himself has such rachmanis on the spark of God that's within him. What happened to me? Again, it's more an inyan of tshuva. The nitzay tzehelaki. I'm so embarrassed in front of my Rebbe. What about in front of the Bari Olam and the Elokus that's inside of me, what I brought about in my life, what I caused in my life. So that's the fourth madrega. Then he ends with the fifth madrega, which is the main point of the Sefer, which he refers to as Pnimius Madregas Heshtachus. Now he's saying the last thing is really only for certain readers, and others are not going to be able to connect to this. Pnimius Madregas Heshtachus, the inner point of Heshtachus, which means to go to the grave of the tzaddik, is described in the Zohar HaKadosh as istapkus rucha berucha. The ruach of the living person becomes bound to the ruach of the person who has died. Istapkus rucha berucha. What does that mean? Again, an hour madrega, what does that mean? It means that Api Kabbalah, this is found in the Kisari, and that Rizal showed these methods to his students. He taught this method to his students. That it's possible for a person to come and to be able to draw down a higher level of Nishmas at Tzaddik, to draw down from Shemayim. In other words, not just the Nefesh, but a higher level of the Tzaddik's Neshama, to actually draw down back into this world temporarily while he's there at the kever, and that the ruach of the living is able to interface his dapkus rucha berucha with the ruach of the one who has passed away. Through this, as we know, the Arizal taught his students, the living person is able to have access to rozen deraisa, to very deep secrets of Torah that he normally would not ever on his own be able to grasp. He's able to grasp Rosen Deraisa and different Yichudim, unifications of God's name. And there were certain methods that the Arizal taught his students, certain Shemus of Hashem and certain Yichudim that were said in order to bring this about. This Madrega, the Mittler Rebbe explains, is higher than Gilui Eliyahu and it's higher than Ruach HaKadosh. That the living person is able to be attached to the soul of the dead person. They would literally put themselves like we saw with Elisha. They would literally lie down upon the grave, and there would be a hisdapkus, a hishtachus of the ruach above and the ruach below, and the two neshamas would be for that time would become like one, bound together in the one who is living. And this is a higher madrega than Gilu Elio, than having an encounter with Eliyahu Navi, and it's higher than Ruach HaKadosh. The Mittler Rebbe writes over there that when the head of the person who is alive, of the living tzaddik, is placed by the head of the tzaddik who has passed away, in that place of the head of the tzaddik, are the makifim of the nefesh. Again, I'm not going to explain the Kabbalistic terms, but the highest madrega of the tzaddik who's buried is by the head, and the head of the living is connected to the one who has passed away. And the Mittler Rebbe says, Oz bevadai, I'm just reading the words, Oz bevadai kol ois va'ois midiburo machshavois in the chlolim ba'aviyu dagan eid nisham, that every single letter and every single thought of the living person can become bound to the avira de Gan Eden de Sham, to the air, the ruach of Gan Eden that has now been brought down to this place, to this grave. And then what happens is that the soul of the tzaddik returns. It ascends after the person's mishtateach. The soul of the tzaddik rises. Then the tefillah of the living person goes with the tzaddik. It's almost as if the tzaddik dipped into you and took from you, because there was that binding of the souls. Then the tzaddik, the person remains hopefully alive in this world, although sometimes they would nearly die. The living would almost die. Then the tzaddik, the nesham, the tzaddik would returns lamala lamala begin eden elyon v'yuchalas is pri lamala ulamata, and the tefillah of the person who is living is taken to the highest place in Gan Eden and is able to bring about all kinds of things above and below in this world. Kiyadua shakol hatefillah is tzvichas lalus lamala derech pesach shal Gan Eden haaretz v'alkein hatefillah shemispalim etz lamaras machpela he ritzuyim ukabelas ma'od. The Mittler Rebbe talks about davening by the Maras Machpelah, where the others are buried. The fishiyes kabbalah b'yedeinu shesham ha'yepischo shal Gan Eden mamish. We have a kabbalah. You have a kabbalah that by the which I've mentioned many times, that by the Maras Machpelah is the opening to Gan Eden. All of our tefillahs go by way when we daven wherever we are in the world. Our tefillahs stop off first by Maras Machpelah, then they go to Yerushalayim. And from there they ascend. All of our tefillahs go by way of that place, which is the opening to Gan Eden. Udugmas maris machpelu kan al kevra tzaddik. Mittler Rebbe says that the closest thing we can get to the maris machpelu is wherever you live to go to the kevra of the tzaddik. V'tuchel hilalas meheu lamala beis elias nefesh tzaddik, and these tefillahs rise up very, very quickly. V'gamim yiske yamlis toivolov yochalufa b'kashosos t'shutum shoch lamata b'gashmis, that it's able to bring down, not just in ruchnis, but it's able to bring down all kinds of yeshuas, even in gashmis. Now, obviously, that these methods are only known by the mekubalim. We don't have, regular people don't have access to these methods. The Mittler Rebbe talks about it, and these things are written in the Sfarim. But the Sfarim tells us that on our Madregu, at the end of time, where we are now, that by believing in Tzaddikim and going and davening by the Kivus of Tzaddikim, that we're able to be piled unbelievable things, similar to what in the early generations could only take place by using these Shemas and these Yichudim. Let me just end this part of our discussion with the issue of Leigle Rosh. It'll take 2 minutes. The Ritva in Tanis was the one who asked this question. How could we daven in the cemetery? You're not allowed to have your tzitzis showing in the cemetery because we're like making fun in a certain way. It's not fair. We're able to do mitzvahs and they're not able to do mitzvahs. So how are we allowed to daven? We're alive, we're able to daven. So why are we allowed to go and daven in the cemetery? The Ritva asks this question. The Radbaz in his Tshuvas addresses the Ritva's question, and he says that the Radbaz says that that's true, and therefore we're not allowed to do regular davening over there because we're chayiv to daven the regular davening. The regular tefillahs that we're chayiv to daven, we're not allowed to daven. The Radbaz holds because whatever we're chayiv in, it's as if we're saying to the Mesim, you see, we're still chayiv in mitzvahs, and you're not chayiv in mitzvahs, and that causes agmas nefesh to the Mesim. So Baz says, therefore, when we go to the cemetery, you're only allowed to heholds. You're only allowed to say tefillahs other tefillahs, other things. You could say tilim. You could say other tefillahs, things that you're not chayav to say. But to go there to say Baruch Shem Ha'ashrei Yishtabach and Shemin Esrei and Kriya Shema, the Radbaz holds that would be a problem of Loig L'Rosh. However, tefillahs ba'alma, to go and to cry and to daven and to say other things and tilim, the Rabbah says there's not a problem. And he says, as a matter of fact, we've seen the Gemara in Bava Kama, Tezayinim with Beis. The Gemara tells us that there was a special kavod they gave to Chizkiah the king. That after Chizkiah dies, it says in the Gemara, Hayeshivu yeshiva al kivro. The Gemara says that they made a yeshiva by the kever of Chizkiyo. They made a yeshiva by the kever. The pashtus is, as the Mefarshim say over there, the pashtus is that the Talmidim, that the students used to go learn Torah by the grave of Chizkiyo. Rabbi Nachman says, "V'hainu dover godlo hayshid yeshiva bekever adam godol utfilin b'roshayin." You listen to this. Rabbi Nachman says there's a big inyan to go and to establish a yeshiva by the kever of an adam godol, and to you can wear your tefillin over there. So now there are those who say that can't be, to wear tefillin and to have a permanent yeshiva by the kvaras. So there are those who want to explain that it's not talking about the actual place where Chizkiyo was buried. It's talking about the chotzer, the courtyard. You know, it was by the entrance, or by outside, to establish a yeshiva, a medrash, coming into the cemetery. But it doesn't mean mamish in the cemetery to wear tefillin and to sit there and to learn Torah all day. How is it possible to be able to sit there and learn Torah all day now? That's the Ritva, the Radbaz, and Rabbeinu Chananel. But in the Zohar Kodesh, it's clear in the Zohar Kodesh that there's an inyan to bring a Sefer Torah into the cemetery, and that the Mesim have tremendous, I'm going to go like 5 minutes over, I'm sorry, that the Mesim have tremendous hana when we bring a Sefer Torah and we lay in the cemetery, and that the neshamas of the Mesim are buried there, they are ma'ir rachmim, the neshamas go to the Maris Machpelah, the Jews are still learning Torah, and they're still reading from the Torah, and it causes there to be a tremendous desirous. In the Sefer Gesher Chaim from Mechel Tukachinsky, who was close to Rav Kook and Rabbi Levin from the Yerushalayim from 100 years ago. So he was troubled by the fact that they start to establish regular minyanim by the Mekomis HaGadoshim. And he said, by the Kever Rachel, by Chevron, by Rabbi Shimon, by Rabbi Meir Balanes, and he said that by these kvaris, the reason that there's not a problem is because the tzaddikim are buried more than 10 tvachim. They're very, very far down. They're not over there. They're very far beneath the ground. And therefore, it's a reshus b'fnei atzmai. It's not, they're not in the same reshus, and there's no issue of loig l'rosh, because they're buried far down. The only difference is, he says that by kever rochel is not so poshut. And therefore, Reb Shmuel Salant said that you should daven, Reb Shmuel Salant said you should daven outside. Apparently, rochel imein was mamish right there. And that's the Kabbalah we have. The Rochel Imeinu is mamish right there, not in a cave somewhere down, but she's mamish right there. And therefore, he says there were certain tzaddikim, Mechel Tukachinsky, there were certain tzaddikim that they were against davening mamish, not davening, you could daven, say tillim and everything, but to have regular minyanim and to have a shul like they have now, that it's better not to have right by Kever Rochel, but by outside in the chotzer. But the minig is that they have already yeshiva, they learn and they daven there. The Chidah brings down, again, I'm just rushing through the end, but the Chidah brings down in his Hagos, the Sefer Chassidim, that we know that tzaddikim im yisosim akruim chayim. The tzaddikim, when they're dead, are still considered to be in some way, they're considered to be alive. And he says, we find in the Gemara, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Rabbi Yudah Nasi, used to say Kiddush every Friday night for his family after he died. So the Chidah says there's no meaning of loig l'rosh, since that's, when you go to regular graves, there's a problem. But when you go to kivrei tzaddikim, he says that tzaddikim somehow, whatever that means, that even when they're dead, they're still mekayim mitzvahs, whatever that means. So there's no issue of loig l'rosh. Loig l'rosh means I can do mitzvahs, haha, you can't. But the tzaddikim are somehow able to do mitzvahs, whatever that means. Now, obviously not physically, but they're still in the parish of mitzvahs, even when they're no longer in this world. The Minchas Elazar talks a lot about this problem of loig l'rosh. And he brings, first of all, the Michas Loza says, what's the problem by Kever Rochel? What's the problem having yeshiva in the Maris Machpelah or davening having minyanim? He says, the Ovis and the Imos were before Maimon HaSinai. They weren't chayv in mitzvahs, so why am I Leg L'Rosh? That's not Leg L'Rosh. The Michas Loza says, Leg L'Rosh is what? When someone used to be chayv in mitzvahs, and now he's not chayv in mitzvahs, and I come there with my tzitzit and say, I'm chayv in mitzvahs, you're not. So Michal says the Ovis and the Imos were not chayv in mitzvahs. What they did, they wanted to do. But they're not chayv in mitzvahs. If I'm not loigly rushed, if I go to Kever Rochel, there's no problem to make a yeshiva, to make a bais medrash by the Maris Machpel. He says, Bechlal, he says, to make a yeshiva by Kever Rochel, because when Michal came to Eretz Yisrael, they were learning there by Kever Rochel. He says, whoever said that a woman's chayv learned Torah anyway? He says, what's the problem with having yeshiva by Kever Rochel? Women are not chayv learned Torah. If they're not chayv to learn Torah, so then there's no need of loig l'rosh. You can learn all the Torah you like by kever ochel, which there is a yeshiva there. There's no problem of loig l'rosh by kever ochel. He says, as far as Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he said, by Rabbi Shimon, so Nichol said, Rabbi Shimon, where he was also, he said, Rabbi Shimon, we know that the Ma'or of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loza, is way, way down underneath. It's not over there where we stand. That's not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's underneath. And he says, therefore, there's no problem to have a base of medrash, to have a base of medrash on top. But the Menachos Lozer himself only said this, that anyway, we're not worried about this. The pashtus in Shulchan Aruch and the pashtus in the Zohar Kodesh is that the Mesim have Hana when they go to their graves. And they have Hana, and therefore we could say the regular tefillahs, we could have a minyanim there, we could have Kriyas at Sibur, we could have Kriyas at Torah at Sibur, it's not a problem. And the Mogen Avraham already brought down that it's a Mokum Kodesh, it's a Mokum Tar, it's a place of Menuchas and Tzaddikim, and we certainly can go there to daven by the Kivrei Tzaddikim. As far as mitzvahs Maisias are concerned, as besides learning and davening, with the Tfilin and the Tzitzis and so on, there he said that's the Sugya of Loig L'Rosh, not davening and learning, that we have many Makaras that show us that the Tzaddikim and that our parents and so on, they have Hanor when we go to their Kvaras, and if anything, he says, we see from the Zohar Kodesh that they have Nachas Ruach, they're being Mekayim, the mitzvahs. The inyan of being Mekayim and mitzvah b'poil is something else. But to go daven and learn over there, the Minchas Loza says there's no problem at all, and that's the Minchas Klai Yisrael to do such thing. Okay, I know the questions. Mitzvah Shem next week, since even though it says on the email, I think it said that we'll do Hilchos Chanukah, but the Har is a better Har. Really, it's true. We should continue with this thing because I want to finish this thing and go on to some other interesting inyanim. So Mitzvah Shem next week we'll have a shiur on Kahanim by Kivrei Tzaddikim. Kahana back here. It's a very interesting, very beautiful, interesting sugya. So Mitzvah will do that next Sunday morning. Because Shaman Chanukah.